praise. Because our God is where we are, but it's where you are too if you're watching from home. Because God is everywhere. Amen. It's good to have a God that has presence no matter where we are, what we're doing. Amen. How we're feeling. God is always there. Amen. Hey, y'all are going like this. Today's message is titled something we can all use, even people that are pastors, ministers, leadership, board members, church members, something that we can all use. It's titled Overcoming Temptation. How many of y'all know that Satan tempts us every day that we're awake? Amen. Every day, no matter if we're saved or not saved, Satan is still out there saying, this is what you should be doing. This is fun. This will not lead to your destruction. Guess what? That's one of Satan's biggest lies. Amen. Because any step that we take in a walk with Satan in the world will lead to our destruction. It'll lead us away from God and eternity in heaven. But how many of y'all know that even you yourself have problems overcoming temptations? Amen. I know I do. How about you at home? You mean amen if you have problems overcoming temptations. Amen. So we're going to talk about it today. How many of y'all get tempted to do stuff? How many of y'all get tempted to do stuff that God, that Satan says is a good thing? Something that if you do it, it might break up your marriage. Something that if you do it, it might cause you to file for bankruptcy. Something that if you do it, you might lose your family. You might lose your loved ones. We all got temptations every day, don't we? That we struggle with. Amen. We struggle with temptations. And I don't know about you, but somebody that's overweight, somebody's 40 pounds overweight, guess what? They didn't plan on doing that, did they? It just happened. They didn't plan on eating themselves to 40 pounds overweight. They were just tempted by that wonderful food. And that wonderful food is good in moderation. Amen. We all got to kind of get rid of that temptation. Because I like food myself. I could go quite easily and hit that 40 pounds overweight mark. Amen. We got people out there that don't think about it, but they're hooked on porn because they can't resist the temptation to it. Satan's lying to them, telling them how good it is and how good it is for them in society. And they're hooked on it because they don't know how to give over to God. They don't know to just say, Satan, you really are a liar. You've been fibbing to me since you started. Because I got a God that can take all that away from me. Give me no desire for it. But Satan will always get you blinded into that desire and that temptation to still do it. Amen. We got people out there that I'm sure they didn't mean to lie to start out with. But the temptation, they laid down those chances, didn't they? And chances are good that we never plan on wrecking our lives. Amen? The problem is, though, that we don't plan not to. We have no plan, so to say. Amen? A couple weeks ago, we talked about the power of our decisions. Remember, this is kind of a follow-up message for that. For the most part, we talked about the quality of our decisions determines the quality of our lives. What decisions we make determine how happy we are in our lives and how joyful we are when we wake up in the morning. Amen. We make our decisions, and our decisions make us. And I'm going to tell you, we're human. We're all human. Amen. So you know what that means? We are not great decision makers. Only our God is a great decision maker. Amen. consistent, being devoted, being generous, being faithful, being a finisher in those decisions that we make. Amen. Decisions won't be based on what feels good in a moment, the way we do them now, but on what you want it to be for the rest of our lives. Amen. When our values are clear, our decisions are a lot easier, aren't they? They're easy to get through. Amen. But we give in to temptation, don't we? When we give in to temptation, what happens? First thing we do after we fail is regret. Man, I can't believe I was doing so good. And I started back at that again. I gave in to that one little thing. Man, Satan don't tell you about that part, does he? He don't tell you how bad you're going to feel when you mess up and give in to one of the temptations he's sending your way, does he? He don't tell you that. But we feel like poopy, don't we? We feel terrible when we give in to temptation. Because we weren't ready. We weren't ready. 1 Corinthians 16:13, Paul says, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Matthew 26:41 says this. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but what? But the flesh is weak. Amen. Our spirit is willing not to fall into temptation, but our carnal flesh is weak. And guess what Satan attacks first? That carnal flesh that he knows he can get an end on, that he can shoot a little dart up inside of. Amen. Let's pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you to get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, may it be your word spoken and not mine. Lord, may we open our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing you have for us today, Lord. Lord, may we get a new understanding of the ease that we have of overcoming our temptations through a life in Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to be with us through the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Why do we have to prepare? Why do we have to prepare? We have to be on our guard, don't we? We have to watch what's going on, and we have to pray. The devil is coming for you. Uh-oh. Y'all hear that? The devil is coming for you. Those that are watching at home, I'm telling you again, look at me, look at me, look at me. The devil is coming for you. Now, the devil ain't going to tell you that's why he's coming. He's going to give you some lie that's going to make you feel good and want to do what he wants you to, do. But he's coming to steal our mission. He's coming to steal God's mission through us. Amen. 2 Corinthians 2:9 says this, the first part. I wrote to you. And verse 11 says, so that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes. Ooh, look at that. Warning, warning, warning. There's a movie called Danger of Will Robbins. Remember that, Lost in Space? Danger Will Robbins. Warning Will Robbins. Warning, warning. Look at that. God gives us a warning about what Satan's going to try to do. How many of you think you're smarter than Satan? Guess what? We are not smarter than Satan. Amen. He will try to outsmart us, but we got a God that is. Amen. We got a Holy Spirit that is. We got a Jesus that's there waiting on us to say, hey, take his nut job and his smart stuff and get it away from me. Amen. But guess what, guys? The devil is still coming for you. If you call yourself a church member, if you call yourself a Christian and you don't find the devil coming for you, he's already got you. You're in trouble. Amen. We need to get back and pray. If you're sitting at home and you haven't been to church for months or weeks, and you're sitting there going, I ain't got nothing to worry about. I still love God. Love God is great, but guess what? The Satan has you where he wants you. And that's out of the house of God. Because we should still be assembling in God's house. He's coming for you. He's coming for you. And that's the way he starts. It starts small and then grows bigger. Amen. We're not as strong as we think we are. How many of y'all agree with that? Amen. How many of y'all want to give me a thumbs up or an amen? If you agree that you're not as strong as you think you are. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, so if you think you're standing firm, be careful. Be careful that you don't fall. Amen. No matter how strong we think we are, we have to guard against falling. Amen. Studies show us that people, and people would be us, right? Amen. Ones that are here at home. But studies show us that people overestimate our ability to resist temptation. How many of y'all would say that to you? No, I would. I overestimate my ability. Amen. We think we can resist it, don't we? We think we can resist more than we can. You try that with cake, too, don't you? Yeah, cake, that piece of cake looks good, don't it? You ain't going to get that. You ain't going to get that. Where'd that piece of cake go? In my belly. About that type of constraint is all we have. Amen. That's all the ability we have. Small. Amen. But we think we can resist a lot more than we can. Why overestimate? Why do we overestimate? Resisting temptation takes a ton of energy. Part of our brain that controls willpower gets tired and wears out. Because I don't know about you, but if Satan's throwing something at temptation at me 24/7, my brain has to work, what? 24/7. It has to work all the time. So it will get tired. It will get tired. We need relief from it. Amen. Fighting temptation. To not yell at work. How many of y'all have that problem? Hey, I have a problem here sometimes. I gotta fight temptation not to yell here. Fight temptation to not overeat. We gotta fight temptation on not getting mad at our kids, blowing up at our spouses. We gotta fight temptation of losing our self-control, our willpower, our limited resources. More use or less use. Amen. Because guess what? Again, the devil's coming for us. We are not as strong as we think we are. Amen. So here you go. You got three keys to fighting temptation. Moving the line, magnifying the cost, and plan our escape. Move the line, magnify the cost, and plan our escape. Move the line. The line is how close you can get to the line without sin or the temptation. How close can we get to it without crossing the line and sin? Amen. You got a new Christian. This day was growing in church. How much can they do? That's crossing. That's temptation. And Satan will throw that temptation at you, boom, like that. How much can they do? Can he smell her hair? How close can they get? Amen. How far can they stay? Can they go? That's temptations that move that line that Satan throws in front of us. But we got to do that for all areas lives. Not just in our daily lives, amen, but all areas. I'm putting distance between me and the temptation. Ask God to move something between you. To where when Satan throws that temptation, you don't want to get that close. You're like, man, I like her. I love her. But there's a line that we don't want to cross. There's a line that God don't want us to cross. And we're going to hold that line. We're going to hold that line instead of moving. Amen. Because let me tell you, if Satan can get you to move the line just a little, if you hug up on the couch tonight, Satan's like, look, nothing happened. Y'all roll over the couch, nothing happened. Satan's like, oh yeah. So now you can do this and this and this. Well, after you go way across the line then, so right? So we can't keep moving the line. We gotta hold the line for what God wants us to do, the way God wants us to do it. Amen. And it goes for many other things rather than just for relationship though. We gotta not overspend online. How many of y'all have a problem? Like, how many of y'all if you get on Amazon will buy something? Wish something you will buy. We gotta stop giving our friends our passwords. Some stuff. We gotta stop spending 4 hours or more a day on Instagram or social media. We gotta pre-decide a time limit for it. Don't let Satan take up all your time on goofy social media stuff. Amen. And we gotta stop, we gotta draw the line to the movement. When we go out to the clubs, out drinking, out hooking up. Oh, what? People still hook up. Yes, that's still a thing. But guess what? There's a godly way to hook up, and there's a Satan way to hook up. A worldly way to hook up. Amen? Satan will send you that temptation in a way that looks really, really good and fun. But guess what? In the end, it's destruction on our souls. Amen? And I'm going to say that you can't go out clubbing. As long as you ain't out there drinking and doing other stuff. There's nothing wrong with going out, hanging out, and having a good time with people, right? But there's a line that you know not to cross. A line that you don't want to move. Amen? We got to create barriers between us and that sin that Satan's throwing at us. We got to have a free spirit in us. A godly spirit that frees us. Puts those barriers in there. Psalm 16:6 says, "The boundary lines have fallen for me in the pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance." Surely I have a delightful inheritance. The second part of the temptation fighting was what? Y'all remember? Magnify the cost. Magnify the cost. If we give in to temptation that Satan telling us is so good out there in front of us, what happens? What happens? What's the risk of doing it? What's the reward? Amen? Think about what can go wrong. So when Satan does throw those at us, and he's going to throw darts and arrows and everything we can think possible at us to try to get us out of our walk from God. But think about each one of them before you react to them, before you do anything with them. Think about it. What happens if I give in to that? What's the risk for it? What's that long-term thing that can go wrong? Amen. And what if that worst-case scenario comes true? What if that one time you didn't stay on the couch with your girlfriend? You went on into the bedroom. She became pregnant. Oh, what? That don't happen in today's world, does it? Who are you for? That happens everywhere in today's world. Amen. Worldly people. people, Christian people, it still happens because we give in to temptation. Amen. But one time is all it takes. But one time can end up in that worst case scenario. Amen. You lose a loved one's trust. You lose reputation. You lose your job. Something costs your marriage. Compromise our relation with our kids. Those are worst case scenarios that we could end up going through. We got to look at that cost when Satan's throwing that temptation to us. We got to recognize we don't want to live in those worst case scenarios that the world lives in. We want to live in godly walk, in Christ-like walk in our lives. Amen. Numbers 32:23 says, "You will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will be found out." Amen. That's what happens when we try and give in to our temptation. When we give in, what happens next? We go hide it, don't we? We go hide it from everybody. But guess what? The one person that we need to confess it to already knows we messed up. Amen? As soon as we give in to that temptation and we give in to that sin, God knows. He already knows. Surely that sin, your sin, will be found out. We got to magnify the cost. If I betray my vows, what will happen? If I compromise my integrity, what will happen? If I lose respect to my kids, what will happen? If I lose your trust, what will happen? 5 minutes of sin wreck a lifetime. Amen. 5 minutes of sin can wreck a lifetime that we've been living. The devil's going to attack. The devil is going to attack. When he does, guess what? Be ready. Be ready. Amen. Because we already know where we need to draw the line. We already know what the costs of those devilish attacks are going to be, or could be, if we give in to them. Amen. So what's the third step? We got to plan our escape. We got to get our exit strategy, as they call it now sometimes in the military or country that you're trying to get out of. We've got to plan our escape. Joseph had a pretty good escape. In Genesis 39:6-7, Joseph was a very handsome and well-built young man. Potiphar's wife soon began to look at him lustfully. "Come and sleep with me," she demanded. Hey, Joseph, you better plan some escape. You better plan some escape. Amen. It would have been easy for Joseph to give in, wouldn't it? It would have been easy for him to say, all right, world, all right, temptation. She is kind of cute. I'm giving in. Amen. I'm giving in. I'm sleeping with her. He was all alone. Nobody's going to find out. Hey, another big lie that Satan tells you. You're all alone out here. Nobody's going to find out. Whatever we do, whatever you do, nobody's going to know. What? Somebody done lost their mind up in here, didn't they? Because again, as soon as it happens, God knows. Amen? Nobody on earth might find out, but God knows. So we ain't alone, are we? We're never alone. God is always with us wherever we, no matter how far away we are with Him or how close. Amen? She was a good-looking young woman. She was young. She was single. More importantly, through Satan's temptation, what'd she do? She made a move, didn't she? That's what every guy's dream is. have some young, single, cute girl. Hey! I want you to come in here and sleep with me. That's every guy's dream. So he could have went. He had every opportunity to give in. He could even blame God. Said, hey, it's your fault. What'd you make her like that for? I couldn't resist. She's yours. I couldn't resist that. She made it into God's fault. How many of us have done that before? When we've given in to get temptation, we blame God for it. Hey, guess what? God ain't the one that gave in. Amen. We are. I am. You are. Amen. So stop blaming God for our mistakes and our shortcomings on temptation. We use our disappointments to justify our disobedience. We use our disappointments to justify our disobedience. We use stuff like, hey, our spouse isn't meeting my needs. Do what you gotta do. Amen. I sound like a guy, don't our spouse, hey, there's probably some women like that too, but they throw it out there. Our spouse ain't meeting your needs. We gotta do what we gotta do. Amen. God let me be in this spot, so I'm going to live in it. Guess what? If it ain't a spot of godly walk, He didn't let you be there. You walked it. Satan blinded you into it, and you gave in. Amen. It wasn't God that let it happen. It was you. It was me. Amen. But what did Joseph do? What did Joseph do? That beautiful young lady that said, come sleep with me. He said, what? Nope. No deal. No deal. Ain't gonna happen. Woo. How hard is that to do? It's harder because we're human. We got the human carnal nature still inside of us, even after we're saved. So it is still hard to do. Joseph said, nope, ain't gonna happen. He resisted. No more temptation. No more temptation from her. Amen. Day after day, she had hit on him. Day after day, she had said, come on. Come on, big boy. Let's go to the room. Day after day. You know good and well the devil was wearing him down after all those times. But what happened? He said, no, no, no. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not on my watch. Amen. We might think Joseph was smart and reacting that way, or was strong. But guess what? He wasn't strong. He was ready. He was smart. He really knew what action he had to go. Because any strong guy could have just said, okay, I'm going to do it. Amen. The smart, godly guy says, nope. He was smart enough to pre-plan his escape. He had an out ready. Amen. One day, Potiphar's wife grabbed a coat. Genesis 39:12 says, but he left his cloak in her arm, or in her hand, and ran out of the house. He was ready to cross that line, wasn't he? He was ready to move the line. And he said, no, ain't happening. So strongly so smartly that he even left his cloak there and took off out the house. I bet God was like, yeah, boy, go, Joe. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of guys I need. That's the kind of guys God needs. That's the kind of people God needs. Amen. He left his coat. It's better to have a good name than a good coat. Amen. She grabs him. We have to do the same thing. If she or he grabs us, we got to go run. We got to take off. We got to run out the house. Even if we have to leave our coat, they're with them. We're not strong enough to resist if we stay. Because we're still human. Again, we're not strong enough to resist it. We got to run from it. We got to take off and get up out of there. Like that saying goes, you ain't got to leave, but you got to get up out of here. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says this, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, so he didn't say he was going to stop you from being tempted. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Just like he did for Joseph. Amen. He provides a way out so that we can endure it. When the devil attacks, we've got to be ready. We got to have that escape pre-planned and ready to go. Amen. We got to be honest about where we're vulnerable. Where were our temptations? What ones we have the most vulnerable to? Because guess what? That's where Satan will hit first. Whatever the problem areas that we have the most lack of overcoming is where Satan will attack. We got to put distance between ourselves and those temptations. Amen. We got to praise God all of our lives. We got to be faithful to Him. That's one way of putting up a barrier between us and those temptations, is being faithful to Him. Amen. So I ask you to go ahead and put it out of the way today. Why would we resist temptation in the future if we have the power to eliminate it today? If we have the power to get rid of it today through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The devil is going to attack us. We're not as strong as we think we are. Amen. We got to move and hold the line. We got to magnify the cost of those actions and temptations. We got to plan our way out like Joseph did. Amen. We got to have clear values so that our decisions will be made easily. And we're all tired, aren't we? We're all overwhelmed. We all get angry at times. We're all emotional. We can all be discouraged, depressed. I get that word out. But again, our decisions won't be based upon the emotions in the moment, but on the values that God places in our heart. When we walk a Christ-like walk that stops those temptations in advance, and we can look at them and say, hey, if I do this today, it's going to lead me to hell when I die. Those are the decisions you don't want to give in to. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord. Again, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your words and my mind today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your blessing of this message, Lord, on temptation, Lord, on how to fight it, Lord. Lord, and the fact that it truly is boils down to our relationship with you, Lord, and how much we truly want to give it over to you, Jesus. And Lord, we ask you just allow us to have easy decisions, Lord, that affect our future, that we won't base them on emotions, Lord, but we will base them on a walk with you, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. We ask you to bring us back. every time. In your name I pray. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen.